Good morning. Welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. Brock Purdy got paid, but not the big contract that we think he's going to get down the line. And Brock wasn't the only 49er in that category. Allow me to explain. The NFL has something called the performance-based pay program. The program gives bonuses to players based on playing time and their regular pay. Brock Purdy got a nice little chunk of change, because obviously being a seventh-round pick, you don't usually expect that guy to start every game. Brock got an extra $739,395. That, by the way, is 83% of his entire salary for the entire season. So it just goes to show you the bargain the 49ers were getting and how nice this boost is for Brock Purdy, because he basically got paid twice. He wasn't the only 49er to get paid, however, because D'Amador Lenore also got $790,744. And look, that's got to feel good for Lenore, right? He has finally started to get a little bit of attention for just how good of a player he has been for the 49ers, and it's a perfect time for him. He's a free agent after this season. In fact, three quarters of the 49ers' entire secondary is a free agent after the 2024 season. D'Amador Lenore, Mooney Ward, and Talanoa Hufanga are all set to hit the open market, so it is imperative for the 49ers. They have to get at least one good corner or safety out of this draft if they are going to keep winning the way they have won in the past 5 years. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Tuesday. If you don't want to go fishing around for a bunch of mock drafts, click on the link in the description of this episode. It'll take you to NBC Sports Bay Area. They have one article that has about five different mock drafts in it, whose draft it was, who the 49ers are taking, and why they are taking that player. It's always nice to kind of get a big picture, sort of zoom out look at what the quote-unquote experts are saying about the draft. One thing to watch under review with Stats and Vish. We taped yesterday evening late, so you might not have seen it because you probably were busy doing other things, but please go and watch it. It's on YouTube. You can download the podcast as well. We had a great conversation in there about how the 49ers are in the process of transitioning from one core to the next. And if they are going to keep winning, they have to nail the draft coming up in 20 some odd days. One thing you may have missed, sad news to pass along today. Vontae Davis, Vernon Davis's younger brother, was found dead at his grandmother's home in South Florida, according to WVSN.com. An investigation is underway. According to the report, the police do not suspect foul play. Our condolences go out to Vernon and the entire Davis family. Vontae Davis was 35 years old. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you click the bell, you'll get notified every single time we go live, which is every single weekday for you. Today, Steph Sanchez and Jason Aponte, we call it the Bully Ball Podcast, 11:15 a.m. Pacific Time. Jason has an entire first-round mock draft that he and Steph are going to run through for you. It's really cool. You'll probably be mad about it, but definitely go and check it out. Again, 11:15 a.m. Pacific Time, live on YouTube, live on X, live on Twitch as well. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday, everybody. We'll talk later today. This has been a Gold Standard Podcast Network production, part of the Fans First Sports Network.